Two Sundays ago, we read the same passage from Mark's Gospel, where it was coupled with the passage in which Jesus denounces the scribes for their attachment to material things, to robes, greetings, seats of honor. With today's shorter passage, we can focus on just the kind of giving that pleases God. Now, because commitment to God is an invisible thing, we can only express it, we can only make it known to God through our external actions, such as fasting, prayer, almsgiving. In fact, even the practice of offering sacrifices in ancient times was essentially a way for human beings to express externally their interior devotion to God. So one might then conclude that our true devotion to God is measured by the quantity of our fasting, our prayer, our giving alms. But Jesus disagrees, for sometimes less means more. Today's passage, Jesus contrasts unfavorably the giving of the wealthy donors who gave large donations from their surplus with the giving of the widow who gave all she had, even if it was only two small coins. He said, "I tell you truly, this poor widow put in more than all the rest, for those others have made offerings from their surplus, but she has given from her poverty her whole livelihood." That's perhaps why, when you were 5 years old and you made your mother a Mother's Day card, she appreciated it, even though it was made only from scrapbook paper, drawn with crayons, had the word mother spelled wrong, and the picture you drew of her made her look like an alien. But because she could discern the love that went into making that card, she received it like it was the most expensive card that Hallmark ever made. For the thought behind it is what counts. Moreover, this widow could have given just one of her two coins and kept the other for herself. But she gave both her last two coins. She prefigured what Jesus himself did on the cross. On the cross, Jesus didn't just give change or give a part of himself that wasn't really necessary. He gave his whole self, his body and soul, his divinity and his humanity. And so the moral of the passage is not a comparison between the rich and the poor, but between those whose external giving represents an interior attitude of complete self-giving and those whose external giving does not. The rich don't have a monopoly on attachment to things, nor do the poor a monopoly on complete self-giving. Regardless of the quantity of their giving, both the rich and the poor can be just as stingy or just as generous in their hearts. What motivates our giving for the work of Christ for the poor? Do we give from the bottom of our hearts, or do we give simply out of obligation? Do we commit ourselves to a cause, or just write a check and forget about it? In other words, do our works of charity, fasting, our works of prayer, do they come from a deep commitment to God? And so may our actions of learning, prayer, and charity, even if they be small and imperfect, come from a generous and self-giving heart.